The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers have suffered two disappointing defeats at the hands of the rival Schaumburg Cougars to start the new season. On Saturday night on home ice, the Junior C Terriers fell to the Cougars 6-3 in their third game of the season, and the second against their North Carruthers Division rival who eliminated them from the Provincial Junior Hockey League, PJHL, playoffs in April. Sandwiched between those two losses was a home ice win over Huntsville. Just 15 seconds into Saturday night's contest, Anthony Nascimento sucked the energy out of the crowd of 231 fans at Rotary Place. He buried his first of the season past Terriers goalie Ian Crane, who was acquired from the Huntsville Otters in the offseason. It didn't take the Terriers long to respond. Just 30 seconds later, the home team would storm the crease and Dylan Palamaki banged home a loose puck for his first of the year. It got all the boys buzzing again, Palamaki said after the contest. It felt good, obviously, to score one at home and get the boys going again. Without last year's captain Broderick Black in the lineup this season, Palamaki knows the team will be relying on him for the same kind of offensive production. I got to show up and do my job, he said. My job is to put the puck in the net. The Cougars regained their lead 8 minutes later when Cameron Kokel scored off a weak shot from the slot. The Cougars finished the period with an exclamation mark when Dante Cagliari scored after dancing his way to the net off an offensive zone faceoff. Trailing by 2 after 20 minutes, Terriers coach Dallin Telford elected to pull Crane, who faced 18 shots, in favor of Wade Minog. Sometimes it's just to ignite the team, Telford said. It was a tough spot to be in, down 3-1 after the first period at home, and I just felt we needed some sort of spark. Things started to get heated in the second period after Kokel scored his second of three goals on the night, giving the Cougars a 4-1 lead. Pushing and shoving ensued, as did bone-jarring hits. There was also a lot of back-and-forth chirping between the two benches. We need to come out hard and beat them for once, said forward Mason Beck, who is in his fourth PJHL season. It would be nice to get payback. The Terriers looked like a whole different team to start the third period. Defenseman Cameron Carruthers hammered home a slap shot from the point 5 minutes into the final frame. 4 minutes later, Colton DeMond had a Jaden Murison shot ricochet off his skate and past Cougars goalie Matthew Lungi to cut the deficit down to 1. We just needed to start that way in the first period and carry on that way, Beck said. The comeback effort was put to rest by the Cougars, who would add 2 more to their lead, before leaving Aurelia with the victory. The Terriers were outshot on Saturday night, 44-26. Luckily for the Terriers, they are free of the Cougars until they meet again in Schaumburg on December 8. The Terriers' next home game is Saturday, October 1, when they host Innisfil, a newcomer to the league this season, at 7:30 p.m.